I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
We are
live
from the Gulch.
Pie Town.
Oh, yeah. It's not even Saturday night.
It's not Saturday night.
It's Tuesday. It's Wednesday, depending on if you watch it on YouTube, Thursday.
And if you're joining from like in the future, then maybe you came back and you're watching an archive episode three weeks later, and maybe it's December.
Please welcome your host, John Chris. I cheer for myself. Oh, yeah. Welcome aboard. Alex Lagos
sup,
in the
sup,
house.
Sup,
Andrew.
What up, what up?
Oh, yeah. We out here, baby. November the 8th, 2023, year of
our Lord.
The Lord, yes. Thank you for picking that one up.
Episode 80, dude.
Are we?
We're in it.
Dang, we out here.
I think we're doing, probably keep doing this, you think?
We should probably keep doing
it. Yeah,
haven't missed an episode.
Haven't.
Not an episode.
Week after week.
Let me think. Is there ever, yeah, I guess you've been out.
I've missed a few.
What if, could we do one, if I'm out, could y'all two do it?
Yeah, I think we could hold it down.
You're on here?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing about
that? That would just be hilarious.
Just y'all two?
What if we leave that seat empty?
Oh, yeah.
It's just me and Andrew talking as if you're still there.
And you go, yeah.
Dude, yeah, dude.
And you read article, you read clips, and you're like, dude, what I think about this?
Yeah.
And you're like, we could do it.
Leaving empty space even in the clips, cutting to you, and it's just your empty chair for 5 seconds.
Well, I guess like the Tonight Show or Saturday Night, the Tonight Show is a better example. When Jimmy Fallon like goes on vacation, it used to be, what's her name that used to fill in for Joan Rivers back in the day? Used to fill in for like Jay Leno.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
For like 3 weeks. And everybody always loved those episodes.
That's fun.
But yeah, you got to get to a certain level where there's going to be a guest. Like I think Nate's does. They do it.
When he's not around?
Yeah, but they have like four people
there's
on there.
There's a bunch of people to hold
that.
Yeah.
Because there's Dusty, Aaron, and Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can, there's, yeah.
The Ludacris clip is still going crazy.
Dude, let me just say.
It's so funny, bro.
I just want to say a shout out and my thanks and my, how grateful I am to the African American community who has embraced me.
Yeah.
In the comments.
Yeah.
As one of their own.
My favorite comment was, John has a whole different friend group that they know nothing about.
Yeah.
Well, that's my favorite one.
You want to play it? We have it or no? We probably can't find it. It's in my Instagram maybe. Basically, I went on. Yeah, you can even find it. I'll talk about it.
Yeah,
we found, I was on, it's on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Nate Bargatze's podcast. And I was supposed to come in and be a representative of, talk about Georgia. And they kind of do like a history of, keep going down. It should be right there. There it is. Yeah, the most famous. So I was talking about Georgia and they asked me, who I thought the most famous Georgian was.
Mm-hmm.
Famous person from Georgia.
Ludacris.
You had that one ready to go.
Yeah.
The rapper? Dude.
It's like you.
Rapper. Martin Luther King.
Oh.
Oh.
Shoot. Yeah.
Well, some other famous people. Jimmy Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I guess he's got a win, right?
Mm.
Well, he's one of them.
Over T.I.?
If anybody's listening, I just want them to know John's couldn't be more serious about all his answers.
Ludacris.
Yeah. Ludacris and T.I.
Who do you guys think is the most famous person?
The comments, everybody has backed me up. And by the way, it's still, that clip has been performing for weeks.
Yes.
Weeks.
Yes.
And I was actually with Aaron Weber last night at Zany's, and we were talking about that clip, and Brian Bates was there. We talked about that clip, and I was like, it's crazy how that clip is still performing. And he goes, good thing I said Martin Luther King. Because he said, what he said the other president?
He said Jimmy Carter.
He said, and what if he would have said like Ted Turner?
Yeah.
He goes, at least I kind of like met in the middle.
Yeah, right.
If you would have said Jimmy Carter and Ted Turner.
Yeah.
And or like the Arthur Blank or something like that. And then you were like, Ludacris.
So he owns funny. The Falcons.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And everything else.
He owns everything. Yeah. He like owns the whole city.
Yeah.
They'll be like, dude, you guys have no idea.
I commented, name 10 hot Jimmy Carter verses. Exactly.
Exactly. That clip, that's performing.
You don't got any of
I stand by it. Yeah. That's the beauty of the internet, man.
Yeah, dude.
This week we are in, we're going back to Canada.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. You know what? Before, listen, before our shows, we'll do the Canadian National Anthem.
Oh, wow.
No, we won't. Yeah. Because yeah. We're going
will
to
do the American one.
Just yeah, I'll do the American. Yeah, just yeah, the American yeah, yeah, one. Yeah. I don't even do it if it's like, hey, guys, let's take some time.
Yeah.
We're going to Winnipeg, Edmonton, and Calgary. By the way, every city in Canada that's cool is within 100 miles of the U.S.
Coincidence? I think not.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Canada, what say you?
We're rubbing off on you.
Oh, yeah. And then we're going to Reading, PA, York, Norfolk, Richmond, Virginia, Abilene, Texas. 4 or 5 shows in Phoenix, Arizona in December. San Antonio, Austin, Beaumont, and Baton Rouge. That's the end of the year.
Yep.
If you want to get in, listen, I know there's a lot of people that are John Chris fans that listen to this or that put you onto it. In January, February, March, April, we have like about 35 tour dates.
A ton.
One of which we can probably announce right now, Nashville, Tennessee in the 27th of January. We just added a second show.
At the?
Riemann.
Yes, sir.
Auditorium. We added a second show. It'll be on sale. That's whenever you see this. Yeah, we'll be out here. We'll turn up. We might do an episode there.
Yeah.
We'll see. This week's episode brought to you by Babbel. Babbel's back.
Back.
Oh, back like they never left. 1 in 5 Americans. What, oh, here we go. We'll start out with a joke. You want to hear a joke?
Yeah, hit a joke.
What do you call a person who speaks 3 languages?
I don't know. What?
Trilingual.
Ah.
Someone who speaks 2.
I don't know.
Bilingual.
Oh.
What do you call someone who speaks 1 language?
I don't know.
American.
Boom. Got him.
Off the jump.
Slam.
You know that guy like is a copywriter in New York City for about, like he messes around at the open mics.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to get down to the cellar.
He goes up there and tries ad copy. Yeah.
Let me do 5 minutes. Let me get in this real quick. Only 22%.
He goes to open mics and just does ad reads.
Yeah. You're like, dude, this is hilarious. I mean, I've seen that, not that, but I've seen like people do, like I saw Chris Rock do his like monologue for like the Grammys or something. And he came up, it was at the Comedy Store. He's like, hey, I'm hosting the Grammys this weekend.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm going to read. Because otherwise it would be so out of context.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he said, I'm a copywriter, I mean, yeah, there's
can
no
I
way.
Try
yeah.
some ads on you yeah. real quick?
I would be like, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
1 in 5 Americans. Yeah. Let's see. 22% of Americans. There you go. Speak a language other than English at home. Start learning a new language this fall and be in the exception, not the rule. Remember like during COVID, everybody's like, I'm going to learn a new language.
Yeah.
You didn't.
should have had Babbel.
Yeah. Should have had Babbel. You can start with Babbel. Start speaking a new language in 3 weeks. Why Babbel? Because it works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor, fooling yourself with language apps that are a little more than games. True.
Mm-hmm.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in 3 weeks.
That's a sick job title.
That's a language expert?
Language expert for Babbel.
Dude, are you more attractive to women if you can speak more languages?
1,000% more attractive.
Have to be.
Yeah, direct correlation.
They're like, you know, you live in another planet.
Yeah.
Over there with that other language.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you just got on the phone with somebody business and just started talking French.
Oh, yeah.
Any girl will be like.
Yeah. The price goes up.
Yeah.
Your rating goes up.
You know that mean? That mean when you're holding hands and then you're looking over your shoulder?
Yes.
That's speaking another. Now, we're not saying to do this to attract women.
No.
Are we?
No, but we're saying.
We're not saying that.
It could help.
Could help. Limited time deal for our listeners. You get to start right now. 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/net. BABBEL.com/net. Or hit the link in the episode description.
Description.
Rules and regulations apply.
Oh, say, can you see?
Come on. I wasn't ready for this. We can't watch
all. Be respectful, dude. Be respectful.
Early light. What so proudly we hail.
Mm-hmm. Dearly beloved.
At the twilight's last gleaming.
Didn't we get fact checked on this?
On what? What about it?
When I was making my observation.
Let's speak.
No, sorry,
we're being disrespectful.
Through the perilous fight.
Flavor Flav, take me to the promised land. Okay.
But we watch.
I feel like he's a great singer and a bad singer at the same time.
Yeah, somehow.
Hold on, pause it. If I feel like racially,
yeah.
If I was the only white guy on the team,
mm-hmm.
and all the black guys were like being respectful, and I was like, I don't think this is good, and I looked at my teammates,
yeah,
and they were like
stone faced.
I would be like, yeah. I'd be like, because you know how they look, they're like.
You'd be like, I guess we're being respectful for this.
Yeah, you know how like if somebody in the airport or somebody's like saying something wild or something, and you look over at kind of other people,
yeah,
and you're like, is this crazy? And yeah. They're like, they kind of give you the nod or kind of give you the ear in line somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's trying to make change in the grocery store, and you're like, what? And then the other person goes, what? And then you feel better.
Yes,
I would imagine me being like the point guard, and I'm like. And then they're not.
Yeah.
You're like.
Giannis is looking at you like, nah, bro.
But then I was like, okay, y'all are joking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Y'all are doing it back to me.
Yeah.
Just like you like open one eye. You're like. And they're being dead serious.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Somebody yelled at the beginning of it right before he starts singing. They go, take your hat off. Because he wears his hat.
He wears his
the
hat.
Whole time.
You know, he does wear his hat the whole time. Part of the costume, the outfit,
right? Ensemble.
To the night that our flag
this is worse than I thought.
I listened to this when I woke up this morning too. I've heard this twice today.
Say, does that star spangle?
But he's snapping like all offbeat.
Not even close.
Totally offbeat. Not even close, dude. They're into it. Now everybody knows.
They okay.
Now everybody knows.
All
this refrain at the end is crazy.
The free. And the home of the brave.
Oh, we ain't finished.
Oh. Of the brave.
Wait for it. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Let's have a day. Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right.
Let's play some ball.
All right. And yeah. I would say Bucks by 100.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Bet the over.
Bucks by 100.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go to that. Not to get all the way into the episode because we have to do the country shout out. Let me do the country shout out first.
Deal.
And then we'll get right to the thing. Somebody came to the meet and greet this weekend and said that was their favorite part.
What was the country?
Yeah,
nice.
Of the podcast.
Yeah,
I go, well, that's a little disrespectful to all the funny
to the other 88 minutes of conversation
takes we have. But all right, if you're new to the podcast, we chart. We look at the podcast charts and we're charting in a new country. We are the 227th ranked comedy podcast in Namibia.
There's 220 something podcasts ahead of us in comedy.
Apparently.
In Namibia.
In comedy.
Okay. Wow.
And I looked at Andrew.
I was just going to, that's impressive. 220 other podcasts in just the comedy genre are ahead of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Namibia.
Namibia. Come on. What the heck?
Do you know anything about Namibia?
I know it's in Africa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. I'll take this one because it's right.
I think they also have they're really well known for safaris, right?
Yeah, it's right north of South Africa.
Nice.
And I looked it up, and this might help us with a lot of our information because I looked it up, and I didn't know this, but I think it makes sense now. Main language?
Namibian.
English.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But I think a lot of them are.
A lot of African countries speak English?
Yeah. They're listening. They speak English. Our podcast is not in another language.
Right.
Yeah, but there's no way that.
Right? We're dumb.
Yeah, no, that's not true.
I'm trying to look up what percentage of African countries speak English.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a lot of them speak English, but that's not their main language.
Yeah, who's over there? Missionaries. missionaries are listening to our podcast? There's no way. There's no way missionaries, there's that many missionaries that are charting, that are putting our podcast on the charts.
That's a lot. That would mean there's more missionaries there than there are Africans.
Yeah, and if there's that many missionaries, make more Christians.
Right. Yeah, like, yeah. What are y'all step
doing?
It up.
Yeah. Yeah, what are y'all doing, dude? Convert more people faster.
Africa's home to over 1 billion people, of which...
What are y'all doing? Y'all got numbers.
Those
got
are rookie numbers, guys.
Y'all got
get
numbers.
Those up.
What are y'all doing? That's hilarious. I'm just kidding.
Africa is home to over 1 billion people, of which a measly 130 million speak English.
Oh, maybe we're...
Although 27 out of 54 countries on the continent speak the English language as their official or secondary language,
all right,
the number of speakers, or rather people who are fluent in the language, isn't as high as you might expect. Yeah. So how is it? How is that their
official
language?
I would say probably like in the cities.
Yeah.
Or like in the more like urban places, but like out in the, I wasn't going to say jungle. There's no jungles in Africa, but out in the Sahara. Not the Sahara.
Out on the plains?
Out in the plains. Out in the Divenya area. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. There's
the Ngorongoro.
Yes, dude. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. Oh, yeah.
Have I told you guys that before?
The Ngorongoro created it. Felt good, didn't it? That's a hilarious clip, dude. Yeah.
Well, but shouts out Namibia.
Shouts out Namibia.
Happy to have you.
Also, shouts out to, is this official? You want to make this official?
Go for it. Yeah.
Shout out to one of the, really the first storylines of this podcast.
Yeah.
There was a girl named Molly. Was I texting with her?
Yeah.
I was texting with her and telling her how to attract a man, I think, basically. Right. Or
there a
was
good a, man.
Yeah, there's a guy that she was dating, but he wasn't a good guy. And I was like, here's what you need to do. And I walked her through it. And Molly got married last week.
Yeah, and we love that.
Molly got married.
Congrats, Mom.
That's people still come to the show with your girl's conservative.
Hilarious.
Because she, what did I say? Like, hey, flirt with him or something? She goes, I'm not going to do that. Your girl's conservative.
Yeah, I forget the details.
She texted him that.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
Yeah, I go, don't say that.
Yes.
Do not say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, your girl's conservative.
Your girl's conservative.
Yeah, I go, well, all right. Well, you can be conservative, but just maybe don't throw that out there.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the Flavor Flav.
Yes.
Go to that one clip about the Christians at dinner.
Okay.
That we talked, because that's like the same type energy.
Okay.
I'm gonna make a point about this in a second. Okay, here, pause this. We gotta set this up.
Yep.
This is a bunch of kids at dinner, and they're doing it's called Pick It Up and Preach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Andrew already rolls his eyes.
Which I'm in on the name.
Pick It Up and Preach.
That's catchy.
So we've done this a bunch on the pod. It's like a very Christian, like evangelical thing to like have props.
Mm-hmm.
Like in your, like it'd be like, this cell phone right here can connect you to the God of the universe, or it can lead to your destruction.
Mm.
And in my hands right here, I have the communication tools. Yes. Isn't that similar to prayer?
Yes.
I just made that up, but that's what they
do. Yes, perfect.
This cup right here, first cup coffee, by the way, shout out. This cup right here has a handle where you can, it's made for that, to be gripped by that. And that's the proper way to drink. Now, if you hold it like this, not God's plan, and drink it like this, you're whatever.
He's preaching.
That's
come on, man.
Hey, African missionaries, take note. That's how you do it.
That's a word right there.
This table right here. I'll give you another one.
Yes.
This table needs four legs.
Right.
This is your family, your work, your hobbies, and your health.
Yes.
Take one of these away. Will it still stand? Kind of.
Mm.
But take two of them away.
Mm.
Or like, I mean,
come on.
Evangelical Christians love doing that.
Pick it up and preach,
yeah,
John.
They love doing
come
that.
Come on, man.
This backdrop right here.
He can't stop.
What it is. This is a black backdrop. It adds to the aesthetic of the podcast. But when you pull it away, it's just a wall. And God is asking you to pull away the black backdrop. That's very common.
Fantastic.
And everybody, Aaron Weber, we were on the road one time, and he sent me one of these type of sermons. He goes, he grew up like Catholic, and he goes, what is this? He's like, it feels like they're preaching to like kindergartners. It's like they're like need like an object lesson. He's like, okay, oh, that makes sense now. Yeah. Like, there's a classic one where you have like a vase or a bowl, and if you go, so if you put big rocks in it, then put pebbles in it, then put gravel, then put sand in it, you can fit all the way in it. But if you put the sand in first, it won't fit.
Mm.
Does that make sense? Yeah. And it goes, oh, this is kind of like how, oh.
Yeah. It's all visual examples.
Yeah. So we're going to watch. This is what it's called. Pick it up and preach.
Pick it up and preach.
Which is, okay, I've seen sincere versions of this. Mm-hmm. And we don't know if this is sincere or fake.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me say before we watch this, if this is sincere, this is horrific. This is horrific.
Uh-huh.
But if it's satire,
yeah,
it's hilarious.
Yes.
And that's what I go back to with the Bucks thing. You're like, dude.
Oh, got it. There's
if
the
they
tie-in.
All knew, hey, I can't sing. Just go for it. And it and by like and the everybody started kind of getting in on it
mm-hmm.
at the end. Did you hear? They were yes. kind of like, oh, we got it now.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Flava Flav, who I don't think is. I mean, he has a lot of Grammys.
He's not a vocalist.
He's not a vocalist. Yeah. But at the beginning, you go,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually it gets around to 18,000 people that mm-hmm. this is. It's not a joke. It's the national anthem, but it's. In jest.
That's what makes it fun, is that he's not a great singer, but he's trying with everything he has. He's going for it.
Yes.
And we're going to appreciate that.
Yeah.
For that.
So, but he knows he's not Mariah Carey.
Absolutely.
I think.
Yes, for sure.
I think he does.
Yeah.
But we've gone back to that a bunch of times about like, what's the Flavor Town guy?
Guy Fieri.
Or like Kid Rock, or like, all right, they know that they're a thing.
Yeah.
They're if they're in on it, then it's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I love it.
Yeah.
This is incredible. All right, let's watch it.
You already know what time it is. It's time to pick it up and breathe.
Ladies and gentlemen, your life is this, okay? I want you to say the body is 70% what? It's 70%
water.
That's right, it's 70% water. You got to find a place to put your water, to put your spirit. And if you put it on worldly things, what
yep.
if you put it on things that are going to fail you, what's going to happen?
It's not going to work.
Right, but what if you put it, I don't know, on the solid rock?
All right, they're joking.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Be the solid place
yes,
that we're going to rest on, Lord. Yes. Don't let us listen to worldly things.
Yes.
It's not good. It's not good for us. You're good with us.
Yes.
All God's children said,
amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah. That rules. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I'm in. All right. I want to hang out with all these girls.
Yeah, because you sent it to me. And I think with no content.
I just sent it and didn't say anything.
But
just
did
like,
you
here.
Know?
I thought it was a joke. Yeah, I thought it was satire.
Okay.
For sure.
And that is also like Sacha Baron Cohen mm-hmm. was the greatest at that.
Yeah.
That you're like, if you're in on this, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And if you're not, you there's probably comments that are like, love it, girl. And just they were like, yeah.
I like these ones. All that right. Like, y'all playing, but she gave a word. Hello.
Yeah. Okay. So so they know. Yeah.
A preacher somewhere right now, quote, write that down.
Right. Yeah. All right. So everybody, yeah. Sorry, yeah. So, but if you watch it sincerely for the first time without looking in the comments, you'd be like, oh, this is, but I mean, all the girls are gassing her up and behind it, which makes it hilarious.
Yeah, it's amazing. But the energy at that table is fantastic.
But listen, if you take out the girls responding in the background and then notch it down like 3%, maybe 10%, you could get on board with the sincerity of it.
Yep.
That's what makes it awesome.
This still hits.
And when you watch it and you go, is this, are they joking
mm-hmm.
or are they serious? And that, I even like the Flava Flav idea where like, either one.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
He's like, was that, you're like, I'm sincerely singing it.
Yeah.
But then he also gets with his buddies like, yeah. But if he doesn't,
right.
If he's like, I can sing, that's the tragedy.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing he gets with his buddies and goes, and I think he's laughing at this.
I think so.
I don't know.
I think he knows. Damn, but also, dude. Who cares? He sang the anthem. Dude. And who cares? This girl just dropped a word at dinner.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know what I mean? Whether it's real or not.
Yeah. Like, well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Take whatever you get from it.
Gosh. It's like, I love like it. We like Sacha Baron Cohen used to go to those like small towns in the South and like interview them about like, and he was like, the Daily Show was like that back in the Jon Stewart days.
Yeah.
They would interview like college professors on like free speech, but ironically.
Right.
We had an idea. I had an idea with one of my buddies this week. I can't say his name, but you probably know his name.
Mm-hmm.
Country artist here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, we send like clips of country artists that are, this is bad to say, country artists that are not good.
Yeah.
Like, just not good.
Yeah.
But there's comedians that aren't good.
For sure.
And a lot of people think that I'm not good. Mm-hmm. So we're all on this scale somewhere.
Yep.
Okay. And we just send them back and forth with each other and just like roast them.
Yeah.
Because they're so, it's so like, you know, hack comedy. Mm-hmm. It's like hack country.
Oh, for
they
sure.
Gotta sit, they got to sit on the truck bed. Yeah. And we like, and we said, dude, let's start a podcast where we like bring them in and interview them of like, what's wrong with country radio these days? And why is the industry holding you down? Like,
nice.
Like, but ironically,
right.
It's just like, it's so like meta that yeah. It'd be like, oh, like tell us like, so why haven't you been like nominated yet? And, but real, but not real.
You know, would definitely wear your croc boots.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
I would have to, I mean, I couldn't ever do that.
No,
because
people know you guys too much. It would be, it wouldn't work. You would have to be somebody that's like, no, like you'd have to get disguised. Yeah. And that's why Sacha Baron Cohen stuff works. It's because nobody don't know it's him.
Yeah. People didn't know it's him. And he's like a very, he could disguise himself well enough.
Yeah.
That you didn't know it was him.
Right.
Yeah. Good
so
point.
You think it's just a press run.
Yeah.
And this is your next stop. And so, then I mean, they ask you these questions. You're like, yeah, I'll handle this seriously. This is just a guy.
This is terrible. I mean, it's a terrible idea. But yeah. Like to be like, so tell us when you said like, girl wearing a tight jeans and you went down to the riverbed and you laid on the truck bed and listened to old Hank Williams. Tell us your inspiration for that. But serious.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a, but like.
It's so mean. It's, too.
I know.
Because you're
know,
just setting them up to just laugh at them.
I would never do it. I would never do it. But I just, the idea of like, but like that podcast is probably for 7 people.
Yes.
Like the audience.
Yeah. And 3 of them are in this room.
Yeah. Right yeah. Now. Yeah. But those 7 people would be like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, that's like the, it's just the, that pick it up and preach is just the, I've seen it enough to be like, all right.
Yeah. What I hope doesn't happen is that becomes like training in seminary for new age pastors.
Yeah.
Like, I hope that's not a thing. I hope they're not like at a pastor's conference at dinner and somebody
they're
just goes,
joking.
Hey, John, pick it up and preach.
No.
And you have to do a.
They. I just did it. I just did 4 of them.
It can't be real, man. No. That can't be training.
No, it can't be. But sometimes we've like, we made, me and Shama made that video. It's like guy that loves his church more than Jesus or whatever. I was like, yo, come to our church. We got a light set, or we got a smoke machine. Who and I was doing all these like, and then people were watching it in their churches, like LOL. I go, we're talking about you.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about you.
It's y'all.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. But if you like it or don't like it, I think that's the beauty of it.
Yeah. I think it's hilarious, man. Shouts out those girls. That's great.
I was speaking of live shows, I thought this there's so many you know, have you seen like the rise? Maybe the last, what, post-COVID, but maybe happened to pre-COVID with artists shutting down their shows, stopping shows for something in the crowd.
Yes. Yeah, we've talked about this a little bit.
A lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. When did you first start seeing that? 2018?
It happened every now and then, but it was always a big story because it was so few and far between. Now yes. I feel like it happens every month. There's a new one.
All the time.
The biggest one... I don't know, probably Travis Scott.
Yeah, that's when it started.
I think that probably really...
Did they stop the show?
Yeah, because people were getting trampled in the crowd.
They stopped the show.
Well, there was a girl in the front row who was like suffocating, essentially.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was because he didn't stop his show and people were dying at
yeah,
that festival.
Yeah. And there was
and
like...
And then it was like Travis Scott.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of people died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At that show, trampled or whatever. And they... Yeah, I think they... I think Andrew might be right. They didn't stop the show.
Yeah.
And they were... So, I mean, I saw it at a John Mayer... I saw it that, I mean, I've seen it so many times. And I was talking to an artist friend of mine, and he said, like, he writes like sincere music. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not a country artist, but he's in that genre. And he goes, like, TikTok and Instagram, like, with the way those algorithms are built, like, we have nothing to post. He's like, our songs?
Right.
Like, what, how many, but if you, dude, if something happens at your live show and you go, stop the show,
Yes. Clip. Yes.
Everybody.
Social media manager.
Everybody.
Is hype. Yes.
Oh, social media manager is thrilled.
Yes.
Stop the show. Stop the show. Stop the show. What's going on back there? Oh, there's a drunk. Hey, you're not allowed to be fighting each other. Or like, dude, I'm trying to think of a concert. They were like, yeah, we fought. We're at a Limp Bizkit concert.
Yeah.
What? If you're not fighting, stop the show. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, you're like,
oh, that'd be good.
Oh, you're at a Morgan Wallen concert. You're drunk. You're like, what do you mean?
If Morgan starts stopping shows for sober people,
yeah.
He's like, yo, everybody, yo. Get this guy a beer. Get him quick. Get him a beer quickly.
Get this guy a beer. He seems to just be enjoying the show. Hold on. This guy's shirt's still on.
Yeah.
The sleeves are still on this guy's flannel.
Yeah.
Stop the show. Stopping for things. Yeah. And he goes, to get in this, come Monday morning, to get in this algorithm.
Yeah.
Now people are like, when before you go, a comedy show. I saw Adam Sandler do it.
Stop the show.
Stopped Adam Sandler. Stop. But that's comedy. So that goes against my point, because comedians, we show up in the algorithm.
Right.
Because of crowd work or because of.
Just because jokes. Yeah.
Jokes?
Yeah.
Jokes?
Jokes.
Okay. Jokes?
Jokes? Yeah.
Yeah. So a musician that writes like sincere music.
Yeah.
How's he going to get in on Monday morning?
There's a reason why Adele is not all over your feed.
Yeah. Celine Dion.
Yeah.
But if Celine Dion, if somebody passed out and Celine Dion goes, stop the show, she would be everywhere on Monday.
She sang them back to life.
She sang me back to life.
Yeah, for sure.
Need.
So then we need to start a business.
Yeah.
And that business will
go into shows.
Will be us and going to shows.
Do something wild.
Creating some sort of disturbance.
Oh, yeah.
So that they can then stop it and get their social media moment.
And we'll do it. You don't have to pay us. We'll do it on commission.
Yeah.
We'll do a percentage.
We'll just collab post.
Clips.
Yeah.
Yeah, collab
post. We'll just collab post and that'll be good. So they'll be like,
bro,
wow, did you see what happened to John's show? Wait, why is the guy who passed out collabing with John on this post?
That's the same guy. Wait, hold on. Hey, they're both in on it?
Yeah.
That's like a lot of the stuff in the government. This is like entertainment deep state. And we, nice, me dude. And you travel around. Gosh, that's a great idea that we do. So I've seen Just Stop Circumcision.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Right.
Get this out of here. There's been fighting.
Yep.
There's been domestic issues.
Yep.
There's been medical issues. A lot of medical issues.
Seizures.
A lot of seizures.
Yep.
The people are, and then they go, stop the show, stop the show, stop the show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Meaning, hey, it would just say, everybody get out your phones and record this because we're going to be on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like what we said from the very beginning, like I don't mind people doing this.
Yeah.
But just, when we're in private and the camera's off, just be like, yeah, I saw Luke Bryan do it. And
yeah.
He was all over my feed. So I figured.
Do you know my least favorite thing in that world is when is like there will be an attractive woman sitting at a table, like on a bench in a park or something like that. And then the artist walks up and goes,
oh, that guy.
Hey, can I play you this song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I like every one of those is fake. Like,
yeah,
every one of them is fake.
Yeah.
That's like the worst to me. It's the bottom of the barrel content.
Yeah, because a girl would never say yes to that.
And also, you're just walking around with your guitar in Central Park, and she doesn't see the person filming.
Is it not in Nashville?
Sure, it is, but there's a bunch of
them. Wait, what's that guy's name?
This isn't just
I've
one
seen
guy.
That. No,
I'm not pointing out one guy. This is everybody's doing this stuff.
Yeah, but I watch it and I go, oh, I know. If you know, I mean, that's a silly piece of content, but I know it's fake.
Yeah.
Does everybody not?
No.
They don't?
I don't think everybody does.
I've seen a bunch of those.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you listening to? And he goes, and then she goes, she says a song and he can play it.
That's
dude.
It.
Yeah. What are the odds of that?
Yeah.
There's a doubt. He starts playing. Oh, you got it? He's like,
oh, cool, man.
What does he say? Can you play me a song?
I don't know.
And then she goes, he goes, can you play, I don't know, Think About You? And he goes, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, here it is. I'm already in the right key. Here you go.
You need a capo?
What?
You
I'm good.
Retune my guitar.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm already in open C. Here we go.
And then he's like, kind of like trying to raise the girl up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I think that's a suspension of reality. I mean, the worst content is prank content.
Uh-huh.
Prank content that's not absolved.
Prank content that's not absolved.
Like the Carbonaro effect.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm going to put this and I'm going to pull this chicken out of this thing. And then at the end he goes, look over there. And then they go, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like if it resolves, not absolved.
Oh, revealed.
Yeah, but revealed.
Oh, resolved. Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Yes. I said absolved.
Yeah. It's not resolved.
Yeah, if it's resolved, like the Practical Jokers used to do that a bunch.
Yeah.
Because he's and they go, ah, and then they dap it up, and then you're like, all right.
Yes.
The ones that are just like, do the work, and then you're like, what? And then they walk, like, it just makes you feel some kind of way.
Yeah, I just don't like the amount of fake stuff going on.
Yeah. Let me say one more fake thing, and then we'll move on to the news. You know what's been bothering me?
What, John? What's up, dude?
People.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that, obviously. I'm curious as if you guys are going to connect with this or not. I've seen, when did Instagram start? I was in college, probably.
2012.
So we're about 10 years into this. But it didn't really, when did the influencer?
2015. 2014, 15, yeah. That's when people started like getting paid for brand deals and that sort of stuff.
All right, so I would say that was where like, in those days, like the Kim Kardashian, but like when regular people started becoming influencers, like 2017, or sure. trying to do that. All right. So let's give that 6 years. I've seen some people jump around, and I'm going to say women, but maybe men have done it too. I just don't notice it as prominently. Women that have jumped around from like influencing of different things. They're like, I'm a home organizer, right? Then I'm gut health. Then I'm travel influencer. Now I'm parent, like, because everyone has like a theme. Like you go to their Instagram for their, they influence on something. And I've seen there, I know a girl, I was texting it to my buddy, this jump from like six of them that I go, I don't know, I guess I was just like, I'll just do comedy and then I'll just be with this one.
Yeah.
I'm a container special. I mean, there's so many specialties.
Yeah, they're niche hopping.
Yes, that's a better way to put it.
They're going, this niche, I'm trying it, it didn't work. This niche, I'm trying it, didn't work.
Yeah.
This niche, I'm trying it, it didn't work.
And I like people's niche. I like that somebody has like 3 million followers from like gardening.
Yeah.
Like backyard gardening.
Love
I'm
that.
Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody, but then they're like, all right, you're backyard gardening and then you're switching to like entrepreneur, like what? Small business coach.
Yeah.
I go, wait.
I think it's funny how all of the niche.
So you have seen this.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Good.
I think it's just people get impatient. Their niche doesn't pop off.
Niche switch.
Niche switch.
Yeah. I'm going to pull a niche switch.
Yeah. Niche switch. Yes, they get in. Like, it's funny how I think all of that niche switching leads to.
Niche swish.
Yeah. That's in French.
Yeah.
That's all of those niche swishes. Lead to inspirational, motivational content.
Oh, it,
they
that's
all
where,
lead that's back
where
to that.
Yeah, that's where they
somehow.
End. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, hey, want to get your content in front? And it's like, wait, you have 1,200 followers.
Oh, yeah,
you've sold me 3 different niches.
I've been following along with you.
Yeah,
yeah, and they're very like, I mean, yeah, I've seen a lot of organizing, a lot of like gut health, like juice cleanse, like I saw one that was like. You're like, I don't even know how to describe this. Like your, whatever your like periods are. And then like they come and go or like not your ovulation. What's that called? Like ovulation special, like whatever that, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Clearly I'm talking about, I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's like regulating your, I'm like, what? I was like, I was at Jason Aldean's with this girl like 3 years ago. Like, what? You're what?
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are different stages of life that you can now, like, you can be a parenting, you can be a travel, but like I've seen someone like travel. I'm like, what?
Have you seen the people who tried different ones and then they finally find one that pops? I like those ones. Those are fun.
Have you?
Yeah, because you're along for the ride. So like I'll make fun of the switching.
Yeah.
I also respect the grind.
Yeah.
Because they do finally sometimes find one and it pops and it's like, oh, nice, dude. You got it. Good
job.
Well,
I feel
you
like
can see the evolution.
Aaron Tuning with St. Andre, but he didn't switch around to other stuff before that.
Okay.
But he's a content creator and a comedian, good buddy of mine. And he started St. Andre golf. It's like a golf meme page, but the videos are like top tier and they're like professionally done. And he found one and he's like, that has taken off for him.
There you go.
But he didn't do specifically. I remember I play golf with him.
Yeah.
I like to play golf with him, but he's like, if I just go golf.
He's stuck with his niche.
And that's all he posts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he made a new, it's not his personal Instagram. He made a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So that maybe that doesn't get, but yeah, the niche switching.
Niche switching.
I would like to see, I mean, a lot of women follow us. Mm-hmm. I would like, we're not here to expose any niche switchers.
Nope.
We won't put them out, but we would like to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah, send them our way.
Yeah.
I like the old niche switch.
Yeah, yeah. Dude.
But I wonder if you got to, do you got to remove all your old stuff?
You got to wipe the slate clean?
And start over.
Yeah, if you were selling hair products last month,
yeah,
you got to get rid of those posts.
Well, I've done some stuff on, yeah, there's like a hair growth person.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a bunch, man.
There's so many of them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's guys that guys are just money.
Yeah.
Money in your body.
Yeah.
And time management.
Yeah. Here's my morning routine. Yeah, I wake up at 4:10.
Yeah.
I'm out. I'm already out. Okay. I'm not out. I'm not doing
it. Oh, that. You know what we're in on though? Manscaped, baby. We are in on it. I used it yesterday.
Nice.
This episode of the podcast brought to you by Manscaped, who has taken a step up from Halloween.
Three times you've forgotten that that's the
Halloween,
coffee to this
Halloween.
Yeah.
This who's going first in the on the comedy lineup? The other guy or this guy?
What?
At the Comedy Cellar in New York City. Or is this the same guy?
Nice.
No, this guy's closing.
This guy's the headliner.
Yeah, for sure. Halloween. Yeah. To bring you the face, the cleanest shave it's ever seen. So this season, no need to toil and trouble. Manscaped. Well, that's toil and trouble is related to Christmas, isn't it?
Nope. Definitely Halloween.
It is?
Yep.
Oh, who knew?
Bubble, toil and trouble.
It's all new handyman. The best way to get rid of the stubble. Featuring a compact design and next-gen skin-safe technology, the Handyman was designed to give that smooth finish without the mess of traditional shave. Get the sweetest treat this Halloween. Oh, yeah. We got one thing to talk about on Halloween after this.
Okay.
Go to manscaped.com. Use the code NETPOSITIVE. NETPOSITIVE. For wet or dry use, mine's just like that.
Yep.
You use it in the shower. Got a light on it. I just charged mine up. Mine will go like a month or two without charging. Then I got to put it back.
Yeah, that battery lasts a long time.
Oh, yeah. Cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths. Unbelievable that thing is.
So versatile.
Yeah. So no more drawers full of extra add-ons. That is true. Collecting cobwebs.
Mm.
Callback. Halloween.
Yep.
Yeah, this guy is the closer.
Yeah, he wins.
Yeah, this guy's the closer.
Headliner for sure.
No trick with this treat. Nice, dude. Nice. No trick with this treat. Manscaped has you covered. 20% off and free shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping. Manscaped.com and use the code NETPOSITIVE or hit the link in the episode description.
Can you pick it up and preach with Manscaped?
Ladies and gentlemen, have you looked at your face sometimes? A face without a mirror.
Mm.
And you might be thinking to yourself, I look good. I look great. And you've just been out there doing whatever you do without a mirror. And you look yourself in the mirror and you think, oh, I see things. Maybe this is how other people see me.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, some people have a lot of sins in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants to come manscape your face.
Your face.
Oh, yeah.
And manscape your life.
Manscape your life, dude. You need to get clear. This could be preach. This could preach.
That's good. I like that.
I was going to do, we'll do it next week about what do you think the Manscaped Christmas copy is going to be, and we'll predict it.
Oh, nice.
We don't have it yet.
I like that. We'll predict it. Cool.
We'll see if we can. Thanksgiving copy? No, they'll go right to Christmas.
We could probably squeeze in.
We'll do it next week. We'll do it next week.
I like it. I like it.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Also.
Wild Grain. Speaking of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Well, no one is speaking of Thanksgiving. Wild Grain. There's nothing quite like the smell of fresh baked bread coming from the oven.
True.
Oh, yeah. What if I told you you could get all the delicious and spend less time in the kitchen? Ladies. Okay. Well. so unnecessary.
So dumb.
Makes you laugh.
They know we have female fan base, dude. That's why this is our coffee. They wrote this. This isn't even us. This is them.
Yes, not us.
Be mad at them.
I don't even know where to go. All right.
And just
Wild Grain is the first ever Bake From Frozen subscription box so you can please your man this holiday season. No, it doesn't say that. For sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Unlike typical supermarket bread, Wild Grain uses a slow fermentation process that is easier on your belly, low in sugar, rich in proteins and antioxidants. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less. That's actually pretty unbelievable.
That is nuts.
And for every new member, Wild Grain donates 6 meals to the Greater Boston Food Bank. Yeah. Baby, let's go. So you can eat good and do good for your husband all at the same time. It's not in there.
Serve your purpose this Thanksgiving.
You want your husband to go out and make more money at his job and be more energetic and hyped up to go to work? Well, Wild Grain, you can bake him some breads. Wildgrain.com/net positive and choose the type of box you want to receive and how often. It's easy to reschedule, skip, or cancel. Plus, for a free limited time, $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box.
Niche swish.
Wildgrain.com/net positive to start your subscription. Wildgrain.com/net positive. Hit the link in the episode description below. I'll say, speaking of Thanksgiving, because that's how they brought all the, at the very first Thanksgiving, they brought the bunch, it sounded like there were a bunch of breads, and there was a table.
Yeah.
And there was probably a buffalo or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
The first one ever? Is that when they, what are they?
I don't know if they're buffalo up there.
Oh, yeah, they're on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe some.
That was like Boston area.
Chowder.
Definitely chowder.
There definitely some breads and some cheeses.
Yep.
And some fish.
Yep, some blankets.
What do they got up there? Some deer? What do they hunt up there?
They got deer.
What meat is up there?
They got deer. They got turkey.
Oh, Oh, yeah, what am I talking about? Yep. Turkey.
All the good stuff.
Let's get to the news, bro.
You said you wanted to hit something about Halloween.
Oh, we do that, the fact check about the candy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, last week we said, hey, nobody's putting anything in candy.
Yeah.
No, just nobody's doing that. Nobody's putting razor blades in candy, poisoning candy. Because I go, my point was, if you're a criminal, you're not getting the ROI.
Right.
If you're a criminal, you want to get away with it. I'm guessing, flip on the TV, everybody's looking for you and talking about you. You're getting the benefit of it.
Right.
I'm guessing.
Right.
I'm not a criminal.
Right.
But here we have an article sent in by a listener. Shout out. University of Delaware professor says contaminated Halloween candy is an urban myth. Well. Professor Joel Bost has studied concerns about contaminated candies. What? Did I say it wrong?
Professor Joel Bost is what you said. It says is Professor Joel Best.
Yeah. I like to read fast. Concerns about contaminated candy since the 1980s. He has collected data going back to 1958.
What a wild study.
All right. And somebody also sent me, before I read this, somebody sent me a doctor's office that was open for candy x-rays.
What?
So you could put your candy to see if there's any metal in it.
Is that safe?
Yeah, probably not.
Just eating radiation candy?
Yeah, just go on this Twix that's got an arm growing out of it. Yeah. I mean... But that's a response to what they think is a pandemic,
right?
Of razor blades. That's the one I knew growing up.
Razor blades,
and always like break the candy so you don't see what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I go. My point was, if there's a razor blade in there, or like a safety pin or something sharp, and you bite down this way,
yep,
it's that doesn't hurt you. It's this way.
If it's aligned that way, you could be okay for a second.
It wouldn't fit this way.
Don't take a second bite, but yeah.
Well, how are you going to get it in there?
I don't know, dude.
Let me read a little bit of this article. For generations on Halloween, parents have been warned that bad people out there are looking to hurt kids by tampering with their Halloween candy. Okay. Public safety announces advised parents to inspect their candy before eating it. University of Delaware professor is not a real problem. He considers it an urban legend and a stubborn one. Joel Best, study concerns contaminated candy since the 1980s. Giving your life to that.
Nuts.
Is crazy. Hey, what do you do for a living? Well, I study the urban legend of kids. Yeah. You tell that to a woman on an airplane and you know a foreign language, it's a game over.
You're in. Especially dedicating your life to studying something that you are trying to prove is not real.
Yeah.
So like there's not like... You know what I mean?
You're not
like,
trying
isn't
to like
that weird.
You're not trying to find Bigfoot.
Right.
You're trying to say he doesn't exist.
Right.
By looking for him. Hey, we looked everywhere.
So you're literally out there looking, hoping you find nothing.
He's not here. Well, that's what this quote
is. That's what this is.
I cannot find any evidence of any child that has ever been killed or seriously hurt by a contaminated treat picked up in the course of trick or treating. And you've been doing this your whole life?
Right. We did get we got one sent in. This is a story out of Sandwich, Massachusetts. Cape Cod.
Okay, here we go. You want to read
it? They said, the Sandwich Police Department is investigating the report of a sewing needle found inside a piece of Halloween candy. Late in the evening of November 1, the Sandwich Police Department was called to a Sandwich residence for a sewing needle found in a piece of Halloween candy.
Okay.
The mother of an 8-year-old child advised police that her son was checking his candy and noticed something poking out of it. The mother checked.
I don't believe any of this story.
Yeah.
Believe all children. Hey, yeah. Believe all women. Believe no children.
The mother checked the candy, a small Snickers fun size bar, just shooting strays at Snickers.
Yeah, wow. I'm gonna be a part of this.
The wrapper had a puncture hole and a sewing needle was found inside the candy bar. Okay. She then checked her other children's candy and discovered a Twix candy bar that also contained a sewing needle.
Okay.
It was reported the family went trick-or-treating on Main Street area of Sandwich. The police department is recommending that you check all your kids' candy, yada, yada, yada. But,
okay.
But no proof.
No proof.
Just there was a sewing needle in these two candy bars when they showed up.
Yeah, so a kid, what I read about it, it's like another kid from the neighborhood is like trying to like keep this urban legend going. Meaning like playing prank, or like if me and you were going trick-or-treating, that'd be odd because we're adults.
But right.
There's like a bunch of memes on the internet about that.
Right.
You open it up and find a Scott Stapp singing a Creed song or there's a million of them.
Right.
That didn't happen. Or somebody in the neighborhood, because think about, okay, a needle. Are you going to eat? You're going to bite down like this?
Right.
It's not going to do anything to you.
Yeah, you're just going to pinch it between your teeth and you're going to be like, hey, what is that? And you're going to be like,
A needle. And then, yeah, it's not going up.
Right.
Because it wouldn't fit.
Right.
So how's it getting in there? It's coming in from the back of the candy bar.
Has to.
In, but there's no back of it.
It's just
so
like
you might eat the back of it.
It's like a corn dog.
And you're not eating, I mean, yeah.
You know?
You're not eating it whole.
Right.
Are you?
Fun size? Yeah, probably. You take bites of fun size candy bars?
Yeah, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I would take a bite
Andrew?
of a bite size. Yeah.
Two bites.
I think I'm a one bite guy.
Of a candy bar?
Yeah, I think fun of a fun size? Yeah, dude.
It's like this big.
Yeah, it's a perfect two bite.
That's two bites, bro.
Yeah.
No, it's the fun bites. Is one bite. That's the fun part. What's the fun? Just it's small and cute.
How many do you go on a no, I do two. No, 100% I do. I was thinking about it even a Twix. It's little. But there's one.
Right.
I do two bites, yeah.
So I'm just more of a primed victim for to this type of stuff.
Oh, this is going
to
get you first.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Yeah. But back to the reason why we started this podcast is information.
Right.
Yeah, they go,
right.
This is it.
And this is why we're here.
Yeah, it's not happening. That doesn't exist.
Right.
Yeah, hey, parents, let your kids go out.
Yeah.
Yeah, go out, let them do whatever they want.
Yeah, the perpetuating that myth is terrorism.
Yeah, and also, if there was, I mean, maybe I was going to say, if there was, I guess there's fingerprints, but you couldn't track that back down to anybody.
Yeah.
Unless he did it with gloves on.
He's just like with like tweezers in his house.
But like, whatever he said, like it's like a crime ROI.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to see it.
Right.
Because you don't even know if anything happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
No.
If I was a criminal, I would do other stuff. It's like some comics, like somebody said that I like stole one of his jokes one time.
Yeah.
He's like, I go, okay, so you're telling me I woke up. And I was like, I'm going to start stealing jokes today.
Yeah.
And I scoured the internet for all the biggest, most famous, hilarious comedians. And I'm like, no. I'm going to get this guy's YouTube video that has 17 views.
Mm.
First of all, how do you think I found? You think
that's where
I found
the best stuff.
Yeah.
For the best stuff.
So if you're the criminal, and you're like, I'm going to start terrorizing children.
Yeah.
This is not where I would go first.
No. No,
not even close.
There's better. Yeah, I like how you originally said it. Just go stab a kid.
Yeah, just go stab a kid. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm glad to put that one to rest.
Yeah.
That feels good.
We're good.
Let's go to the Titanic.
Speaking of putting things to rest.
Oh, dude, nice segue.
You want to tee it up?
This clip's brought to you by First Cup. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. All right, cool. Here we go. Let me reload real quick. Here we go.
Everyone would have survived the Titanic if they'd known about the Wim Hof method. Like if they'd just focused on slow breathing and mindful.
It's already passed.
It would have been weird to think if Wim Hof
it's
was
tough because I got
to
refresh and hit unmute at the same time.
Everyone would have survived the Titanic if they'd known about the Wim Hof method. Like if they'd just focused on slow breathing and mindful.
It would have been weird to think if Wim Hof was on the Titanic, he would have actually just been swimming around.
Yeah. He would have been in the water already.
Yeah. He would have been having a great time. This is nice.
This is nice. I like it. It's enjoyable. We have the beer after and so on.
What people forget is that there was a point during the mass freezing of the passengers of the Titanic where they were actually healthier.
Yeah.
Before they froze to death. It would have been a rush of the benefits of an ice bath.
So they would have, you're right. They would have gotten healthier for a bit and then died. I feel like...
Oh, man.
What a take, dude.
All right.
Phenomenal take.
So he's saying basically the Titanic was an ice bath.
Yeah.
Everybody's like obsessed with ice baths. And the ice bath, like it's such a, you are healthy. Everybody's like, oh, we got to get an ice bath. Ice bath. He's like, everybody in the Titanic for a little bit.
Right.
Was healthier.
Yeah. Yeah. Once they, like from the moment they got in the water, you start the clock and for probably like 3 minutes,
the bell curve
goes up and it's like, better.
Circulation.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to get so many things done today.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Fantastic.
This is going to be
practicing your breathing.
Oh yeah. I feel like I've just worked out.
I'm going to get so many things done today.
That's what they say. Yeah. That's what they say.
Boost productivity. Yeah. Mood support.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Wim Hof, by the way, is like the ice bath king.
Yeah, he's a breathwork guy, too.
Yeah, he goes to Iceland on like vacations. They're like ice vacations.
Yeah.
And everybody just like sits in there freezing.
Yeah.
And they jump into like ice waterfalls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And swim around.
So they would have gotten better, and then significantly worse very fast on the back half of that curve. That graph would have been tough. You hit that point of diminishing returns.
That's an unbelievable. Like, okay. That's an unbelievable angle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an unbelievable angle. I didn't even think about
that. That's really good, man. That's really, really good. It says, this comment is, the casualties of the Titanic didn't actually die from drowning and hypothermia. They simply got too healthy too quickly and their entire body shut down.
Yep. That's the ice bath people would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to come out. It's going to come out like in 3 years. Like, do you or someone you know have health problems because of frequent ice bathing? You're like, oh shoot! Who told us that was a good idea? How was everybody taking our Ozempic angle?
Supportive.
They're supportive of us.
Supportive. Yeah. Yep. A lot of people saying kind of the same thing.
Are they?
Yep. They've seen it as well.
Okay.
Sounds like there's a couple other drugs that are doing similar stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not all Ozempic, but very similar.
Well, yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah.
That I did not know that.
Yeah, it is.
And also Ozempic has been around for forever for diabetes.
It's been around a bit.
I was like, where did this thing come from? It's been around for forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People just figured out.
All right. And the thing about that is, and the thing about a lot of things on this podcast, which is funny that I've said this a bunch of times before. We're not out in front of everything. We're not the leaders of everything, but I feel like we get to things before other people.
Yeah.
And then I see other people like a lot of the tipping stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't the first person saying that, but I was pretty vocal about it.
Right.
And now it's coming into like everybody's crushing tipping.
Yeah.
Everybody is crushing tipping.
We are thought leaders.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
New merch.
We are thought leaders. Yeah.
Thought leader.
A lot of people came to the meet and greet this weekend and said, I need Shut Up Liz merch. Yeah, I was like,
I can't believe we haven't heard from Liz with how outspoken she seems to be.
Liz. Oh, yeah.
Thought for sure we would have heard from Liz, parentheses owner.
Yeah.
But she's busy running a business.
Yeah, she's running a business. Dude. So, she's running a business. Well, all good. All right. So, like Ozempic, everybody to me, like when people text me about like takes from the pod,
yeah,
that's when I know that it's like, whoa, or it's gotten
we're doing
somewhere.
Something here.
Now, and I don't want to be like a take guy. I don't want to be like a hot take guy, but they'll be like, everybody's like, What did everybody feel about your Ozempic take? Mm. Because I feel like I was the first one to be like, all right, this is getting a little out of hand. There's a lot of people that used to be very heavy that are skinny, and it all happened in like in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's the first time it's ever been verbalized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the blue check mark parallel perfect.
Yeah.
Too. It's like, did you earn this or did you buy this?
Some people said if people's like their bodies are just deflated.
Nice. They just let some pressure out.
Yeah. 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 Which is, it could be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being overweight has its health problems of its own.
Definitely.
But we were talking before the podcast, before we turned this on, about like having a take that's like too far ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Right.
It's risky.
Well, yeah, there's some people that say something about a topic and everybody goes, no. And I said, think about all the people in history, like you could say in Christianity or even civil rights is probably a better way to say that they were so out in front of a issue that they didn't even get the credit for it until after they died.
Yeah, my first thought when you brought it up was people who were working the Underground Railroad.
Yeah, that they were
freeing slaves.
They were like, all right. So yeah, let's say you live in and you're like, this cannot exist.
Yeah.
And everybody, by the way, everybody around you disagrees with you.
Right.
And I made a joke. I go, we say one thing on the podcast and everybody comes out hard against us, I would like, oh, never mind. Mm-hmm. You kind of back off of it, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, wait, maybe I'm off base.
Sure.
But like, think about somebody that lived in the South that goes, all right, we cannot enslave black people.
Yeah.
And they go, so first of all, you're out of your house. Mm-hmm. You're out of the group. I don't know, but I'm guessing you got to go, you're out with your family. Mm-hmm. At least probably your extended family.
If you're doing that, they're going to cut you off is what you're
yes.
saying. Yeah, for sure.
But you go, it's worth it.
Yeah. You really, really, really believe that
you
to
have
be the right
to.
Thing.
Yeah. You have to.
Yeah.
It's really, really, really worth it. And you go, all right, the family doesn't like me anymore, right? The mm-hmm. family, I have to move out. I got a different place around town. Now I'm risking, all right, everyone in the community, if they knew what I was doing, mm-hmm. would hate me.
Yep.
If there was social media back then, they would be crushing you.
Yes.
Crushing you. And you go, the resolve and the commitment is so strong. The dedication to that, conviction.
Yeah.
You go, I don't care. Mm-hmm. No one can talk me out of this.
Yep.
No one can talk me out of this.
Kind of makes you look at the Just Stop Oil people a little differently, huh? They really believe that, man.
They do.
Really, really do. I think that they think 50 to 100 years, we're going to all go, yeah, they might have been right there. They might have been right. They might have had something there.
Yeah. And we think they're going to be wrong.
Yeah.
But it's a joke. We're joking, but it's a fundamental split.
Absolutely.
Between us and them. And let's say, yeah, if you believed that the world was not going to be around in 50 years because of the oil and the carbon or whatever, you should be doing that. Mm-hmm. You should be.
Yep.
But they don't. Our argument is that they don't believe and they're just doing it for attention.
Right.
That's the rub I have. Mm-hmm. But if you, yeah, all those things that you go, nah, this is like, and then 50 years down the road or 100 or 200 to go, oh, that guy was right. Or that guy was a lunatic.
Yes.
And there's so many social issues now that you don't, you're like, I think I'm pretty sure, but you're not positive. And then everybody kind of just is in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
Or takes, they want to absolve themselves. They don't want to be involved in it because they want to do their own stuff.
They're only going to have those combos behind closed doors or whatever. Yeah.
But if you say, hey, I just like confronting somebody in public, like, no. Mm-hmm. I believe in this. I believe if somebody's getting beaten to death on the street, you'd be like, I believe in the sanctity of human life so much. Doesn't matter if I get beat up or I have to stop. I have to stop this.
Yep.
It's crazy to think about.
It is.
It's like a very, it's like we're like high, but we're not high.
Anybody that I think believes in something that strongly, even if it's something I completely disagree with,
yeah.
I respect the fact that you believe in it that passionately.
To death.
Because you, like, there's not many things in life that I think are even worth standing up for to that level.
Yeah.
So when you find one, yeah.
I mean, that guy's given his whole life to figure out if there's the things in candy.
Respect. Respect.
You want to do the whatever that news you just teased?
Which one? What did I tease?
What was it?
Just Stop Oil.
Yeah, Just Stop Oil.
Oh, Just Stop Oil.
We got another protest sent in by the listener.
Yeah, here we go.
As usual.
And we have some commentary from our friend Brett Cooper. Mm. And for some reason, we don't have audio.
We don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times people need to explain this to these people, but the more you pull stunts like these, the more I fall in love with oil. Okay. It's a reverse effect.
All right.
Explain what we saw in the first segment of that, John.
Okay. It was somebody at a museum and wearing Just Stop Oil shirts, and everybody pointed out to me. I watched this entire clip. She clipped it. The entire clip is the alpha female.
Right.
And the beta male.
Male. Of course.
Which I think I'm still the only person that's ever said that.
You are way ahead of that.
I think I'm way ahead of that.
Yes.
And we'll see where it plays out.
This is the usual suspects.
We'll see where it plays out. Yeah. This is central casting. this is Just Stop Oil central casting.
Yeah.
I think on Ryan Long's podcast, I think he said, I want to wear a Just Stop Oil shirt and go to a museum.
Just as a guest of the museum.
Just looking around.
Don't even do anything. Just look around. That's hilarious.
There's a lunch pail that looks like a paint bucket. Yeah. He's walking around.
We should also, in the same company that we started earlier, where we're sending ourselves to events, we should also do the casting for Just Stop Boy.
Casting Just Stop Boy. Casting.
Yeah.
All right. We need someone with purple hair. One of these piercings. I don't know what that's called.
Yep.
We got to get that. Oh, 100%. Yep. And then a guy, skinnier, younger. Mm-hmm.
No thoughts of his own.
No thoughts of his own. You're perfect. Get in here.
Right. Yeah.
She's going to lead. She's going to start. And then you're going to chime. Yeah. Same. Yeah.
Non-confidently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know where Brett. I don't know what Brett means when she's more passionate about oil. That could go so many ways. That could be the oil they dip the chicken biscuits in. Mm. That could be the private jet. Mm-hmm. That could mean gasoline.
Are you picking it up and preaching right now? Or are you doing that about oil? It kind of sounded like the same cadence. Yeah.
Oil, think about it, is used for so many good things, okay? Mm. What is good as a car with no oil?
Mm.
You need oil. The car is running great. Gas is doing its job, powering it. Mm. No oil. Yes. What happens?
Yes.
Car's ruined.
Yes.
Put some oil in there. It's fixed.
Keeps the machine running smooth. Keeps the
machine running. But church, look at me. Look at me, church. Oil can be used for evil.
Mm.
And too much oil on a sandwich. Have you ever gotten a Taco Bell bag and let it sit there for the oil drips out the bottom?
Yes.
And that's unhealthy in your arteries. But oil in the right place can change your life.
Mm.
And that's similar to your relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Nice.
I don't know.
Very well done.
Anyway, we're going to pass around the buckets. Yeah. A couple dollars.
I'm going to call the band up here real quick. Band, you come up here.
Van, can you come up here? Yeah, I don't know what she's, but it is, you want to, like, if somebody says we're protesting whatever, you go, that's a kind of the similar to, like, the in country, like the Jason Aldean, Morgan Wallen cancellations. You're like, all right, if you guys are going to cancel them, we're going to love them.
Right.
Just as a similar petty move back.
Right.
Oh, you guys don't like Obama, well, we're gonna elect Trump because we, one of those things.
Yeah.
We're gonna, if you, my parents say, you need to be home by 12, you come in at 12:02 just to just to be that guy.
Yeah.
It's very childish.
They got, Just Stop Oil has to look at this and be like, what else do we do? Like, what do we do? Everything we do, it just pushes them further away.
Yeah, we're not helping. Yeah.
Like, we talked about Bill Belichick, make an adjustment.
Yeah, we need to make a halftime adjustment.
Yes.
All right, send in the kids that didn't graduate from college, not to knock out college, a lot of people that didn't graduate, send in the kids in there, nobody's buying it.
Yeah.
And also, that looks like I hate to say it, but the destruction of the glass.
Yeah, you're not harming the painting. It's just the glass. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They know that.
Yeah.
They know that, dude.
Good take, Brett.
Yeah. Good take. Yeah. Shout out. We on your team.
Love it.
Where do you want to go to?
I want to talk about something that I love, John. It's been really important in my life.
Miracle Made.
Maybe. Yes, that's it.
I slept on it this morning. That's why I feel so good.
Would you say they're a slept on brand?
Oh, yes, dude. Why? Hey, dude.
Hey.
That's why you're not at the open mic.
Hey.
Because Miracle Made is not, he could be up there.
Yeah, he could be.
Yeah. You know, the most slept on brand in betting?
Dang, man. That should be the whole, like.
I wrote that.
That's good.
Yeah, we write our own copy.
Yeah.
Whether you want to get more fit, be a better parent, or get more done at work, there's one thing that will help, and that's better
sleep.
Baby. If you want, ladies, if you want to get more done in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
No. This is another ad.
The through line is just, toxic masculinity on every ad read.
We're just like, this helps women be better for their men.
Jokes. With Miracle Made sheets, you can tap into the power of self-cooling temperature regulation, which has been shown. I'm going to try to get through the rest of this ad and not make a joke.
Okay.
Which has been better sleep quality by over 20%. Did you know that your temperature at night can be of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat and can lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy noses. That's wild. Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, comforters, and prevent 99% of bacteria and require ladies three times less laundry. Dang it.
Oh, couldn't even make it through the point.
Self-cooling properties for better cleaning, self-cooling and self-cleaning, luxurious, comfortable. People will know you're rich if you have sheets like this.
True.
Better for your skin. I use them. Alex, does Andrew?
Andrew, I don't think has any. We need to get him some. Why he always looks so tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot. Dude.
Why don't you have any?
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to get. What size bed you got?
King.
Whoa.
Yeah. We get it,
that's
dude.
Right,
yeah,
dude.
Doing yeah. well. High money,
dude. Yeah, we got him a mic and now he's got a king, bro. We get it.
It came with the mic.
Trymiracle.com/net positive. Trymiracle made sheets today. They're so confident in their product, it's backed by a 30-day money back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle May. Go to trymiracle.com/net positive and use the code net positive. Claim your free 3-piece towel set. Save over 40% off again. That's trymiracle.com/net positive. Write the link in the episode description. Oh, let's go, baby. Want to get to one or two more?
Let's hit some news.
One.
Yeah.
Let's get one more. We'll do the,
we have news and then we have fact checks.
Oh yeah. Let's get to the one, the Michael Knowles.
Okay.
And then, we'll get to the fact checks.
Do you want to watch the video or do you want us to just splice it in afterwards?
Well, let's watch the whole thing and then we can cut it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's say Michael Knowles is, over there at the old Daily Wire. Hmm. Is that where Brett is too?
Brett's over there.
She is? Yeah, they're making a movie somewhere. In,
nice.
Overseas somewhere. But yeah. Cool. Michael Knowles. And again, this is this is Michael Knowles at the airport.
Right.
Going into self-checkout.
Yeah, it's one of those automated stores where there's no employees.
Yeah.
I'm at a Chibo Express at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
There are no employees, right?
No employees.
So, wait for this. I'm going to go in. I'm going to get an iced tea or something.
A suit, by the way, in the airport. It's flex.
Perrier. That's all I want.
Now, he's getting a Perrier.
Flex, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to see any employees. I'm not seeing any. This is what I see. I see a checkout here, right? Okay. So I scan it. Okay. Now, I'm going to flip you around just so you see what I see.
I've been to these at the airport, by the way.
Yep.
Pretty common.
Mm-hmm. See that? So I'm going to say next.
Tip. What is it? 15?
15, 18, 20.
15, 18, 20.
Would I like to leave a tip?
No person there.
I have not seen a single employee. I have scanned my own Perrier.
No employee.
And now the robot wants me to tip it. Should I do like 18%?
That's crazy. That's 20%. Crazy, dude. All right. All right. We weren't ahead of this, but we were. This is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Everybody goes, wow, dude, you're a monster. Just tip everybody. I go, when? Mm-hmm. When do we stop?
Mm-hmm.
When do we stop? That's a machine.
Yeah.
And tip what? Tip who?
Yeah.
I mean, somebody says, this comment. To be fair, a lot of these point of sale programs have the built-in tip system and probably can't be controlled or removed. That's false.
It's not true.
That's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true. Somebody put that on there.
Yeah.
And
by the way, I'll say from experience, we have a point of sale system here at the studio.
Yeah.
We took the tipping off.
Yeah.
Like, so you can absolutely take it off.
I did it at all my shows.
Great.
I go, never, there should never be tipping on here.
Yep.
It cannot be removed is false.
Yep.
It's not true. It's not true. And I don't know why, if you're tipping there, I think what we knocked on a lot was the social pressure, was a barista standing there mm-hmm. and they're kind of looking at you. Now there's none.
Right.
So why are you tipping now?
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's somebody behind you and you don't want to look poor.
Which is so dumb.
Which is crazy.
It's so
dude.
Dumb.
Which is crazy. But there's no words.
It's absurd.
That's absurd.
It's absurd. You know what is even more absurd though?
Yeah.
Is the other story that you sent me.
Yeah.
The DoorDash thing.
Yeah.
This is right along those lines.
New DoorDash tipping policy could bring big consequences for customers. DoorDash is changing the way the tips work. Will it leave all parties happy? Let me just read this. DoorDash has warned its customers they may have to wait extra time for their food to be delivered if they don't give a tip.
No.
But that's pre-delivery.
Right. Right.
Kind of like a version of them spitting in your food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't tip.
We've right. seen a bunch of these where they pull it up to the front and they don't give a tip and then they throw it in your face or something. That, hey, I'm sorry. You gotta just charge more.
Yeah.
You gotta just charge more.
Yeah.
And then we'll decide if we want to do it or not.
Yes.
Don't do this to everybody.
I'm fine with I love Uber Eats.
So I
Uber Eats so way too much.
Oh yeah.
They have the option where you pay $2.99 for it to go directly to you. It's priority
yeah.
delivery.
Yeah.
I'll pay for that.
That's not a tip.
That's not a tip though. Yeah. I then tip on the back end yeah. after it gets to my house.
Because you're saying, hey, you want a pizza in 45 minutes or 25.
Yeah.
We'll bump you up.
Yes.
capitalism at its best.
Yeah, I'll pay for
my
that.
Goodness. Yeah. Yeah. We'll bump you up if you want.
You're literally priority over
everybody else. I'm not assuming that that's going to the person delivering it.
No, I don't think it does.
Because that's not going to, so that's going to them.
That goes to the restaurant.
Yeah. Or the rest. So you got to still tip the person.
Right.
Which just put it on. That's not a tip.
Right.
All these things are not tips.
Yeah.
They're just fees.
And let's be very clear.
They're fees.
Because I know a lot of people have showed up who have just seen the clips.
Yeah.
We're pro tipping.
Very. We're the most pro.
Yeah.
We're the most
pro. That was how this whole thing came up on the show was we were annoyed that you were being asked to tip at things like this employee-less restaurant or store when you should be only tipping when people are doing a service for you.
Yeah. Exclusively.
Exclusively.
I got in an Uber. We were at the hotel in whatever city we were in. And the hotel was like a mile. We were in, I mean, a small city. We were in
Joliet?
Milwaukee.
Nice.
No, not Milwaukee. Rockford. We were in Rockford.
Nice.
The Uber, the hotel we were staying at was like a mile from the tour bus. And at 2 in the morning, we had to get an Uber to the tour bus because it was freezing.
Yeah.
We didn't want to walk. There was no Ubers, right? There's no Uber. The guy had to, it was 11 minutes away.
Yep.
And the guy doesn't know how far we're going.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to drive all the way over here and we're going to get in and he's going to deliver us a mile.
Mm-hmm.
And that Uber is going to be $7.
Right.
I got in. He put it in. I handed him a 20.
Nice.
I go, thanks. Because I understand the exchange we're making here.
Yeah.
We don't want to walk.
Yeah.
We can't walk. You're going to, if you drove all the way over here, thank you.
Yep.
I know this exchange based on, and that's not my, it's not my responsibility, but I understand what's going on here. Thank you. If you're super... The restaurant is super swamped. You can tell the girl is sweating, running around everywhere. You're like, hey, I can see this restaurant being busy. It's not your fault or mine, but I can see you busting it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
But how do you, if you don't tip on DoorDash, how do you deliver it slower?
Yeah.
You're driving.
Yeah. Do you just not leave the restaurant?
What, do you pull over?
Right.
Have a cigarette?
Yeah. Oh, they didn't tip?
And drive more?
Just sit. Yeah, just do a lap.
Or what do you do? I mean, you would
spin the block a couple times.
Yeah, you would still want to get, if you are door dashing for the afternoon, you would still want to complete that one to get to the next one.
That's a great point.
What?
Slowing down only hurts you.
Slowing down hurts, what? Now, if you, I've been in Ubers where there's like a train and he like, not jumps the track, but he's like, I've been in Ubers where they take you to the airport. I'm not going to make this flight if you're going to departures.
Mm-hmm.
Can you skip the line, go to arrivals? That you could, you could risk getting a ticket. Can you not break the rules, but maybe go in the turn, like do something over and above to, so I can make this flight. You will tip extra for that.
For sure.
Yeah. But it does you no good. DoorDash. Oh, there's no tip.
Yeah. I wonder how the drivers feel about that.
Yeah. Because
you make a good point.
Yeah.
The goal is rack up as many deliveries as you possibly can. And if you're slowing down deliberately, you're going to get less work.
Yeah.
It's completely backwards.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
We just debunked this live.
Yeah.
The
end.
We just debunked this live.
Speaking of debunks, you want to hit fact checks?
Yeah, we'll do one. But there's no Uber and DoorDash. There's no union. They have no spokesperson.
Right.
You know, like at the NBA, it's like, we're moving to 162 games. The union's like, we don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever they, like the there's no DoorDash union.
Yeah, they need a CBA.
Yeah, they need
that collective bargaining agreement. Need, where they're like,
they were like, they were like, we don't. Yeah. This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
we want to earn more money, but we're not. Don't do this.
Right.
Yeah, that's the Just Stop Oil of DoorDash.
Just pushing us further.
Yeah, we're just pushing us further.
Okay, so something new this week that I want to do, and I want to build the audience into this too.
Oh yeah,
I'm reading the comment section.
So do I.
We're on YouTube comments. We're on Instagram comments. We're on TikTok comments. Oh, yeah. We're seeing what everybody is saying specifically about what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So we can hear back from them better.
Yeah, we want to learn.
And so I pulled some comments from this week that kind of act as fact checks on some of the stuff we've talked about recently.
And dude, I let me say this. Have you ever posted a comment on somebody else's that goes?
Yeah.
That's an underrated great feeling.
Dude, it feels great.
It's a great feeling because it's like, you're like, yeah, I got over there.
Yeah.
And I got over there in time.
Yep.
Sometimes you're too late.
You got to be early.
You got to be early and you got to do something witty and funny. But sometimes you can just put a line from the clip.
Yeah. In quotes.
And really.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. I had one that goes that on the on that Trey Kennedy video.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, this is funny because you're talking about some quotes that are going on other people's.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Nunley posted one that I posted something funny and it comes up in my feed all the time.
Yeah.
I know people. I know several people that that's their like hobby.
Commenting.
And they love commenting and see how good their comments are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in that game.
Absolutely.
What do we got here?
All right. So here is somebody, I believe this is from YouTube.
Okay.
They say, talking about the, when we were talking about last week, people in Africa, how they would view Americans being like, we have the vaccine for COVID, but yeah, we're not going to take
when
it.
When I went over there?
Yes.
Hey, you know where I was, Andrew?
In Africa?
You know where I was?
Tanzania.
The Ngorongoro crater.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about it.
So this person says, the part on COVID in Africa, we are missionaries in Mozambique. And that is exactly how they respond. LOL. Yeah. So funny and true. Like, they just look at you like, you guys have the cure and you don't take it?
They were like, it's killing everybody in this village.
Yeah.
And you guys have it. There's not like, I think in like some of these villages, they're like, hey, we have like 3,000
people.
No.
Oh, vaccinations.
Yeah. We only got 200.
Yeah.
So either get in line or hopefully you get there early.
Right.
Like that's just the most like basic human.
Yeah.
This is killing everybody.
Yeah.
This shot will help you not be killed from it.
If you tip extra, we'll let you to the front of the line.
Yeah, they should.
You can come and get it.
Oh, dude, I bet there's all kind of shady activity going
on. Dude.
All kinds.
Just hilarious thinking about them looking at us like, dude, what?
Yeah, I kind of explained that when we were on that and they were like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So, and also it's free.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Was it free?
I think so.
The COVID vaccine was free.
Yep.
And you could go get it anywhere. Mm-hmm. Walgreens.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hold on. Let's get some more information first.
All right. Here's
that's a perfect example before we move on.
Yeah.
That the all that is a perfect example of in 20 years.
Yeah. We'll look back and we'll see.
And we'll see.
Yep.
We'll see. Everybody's score is on the board.
Yeah. So far, it's not looking good for the pro vaccine people.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see, though.
We'll see.
Jury's still out.
Yeah. It was like, you have to get this. And then it was like, well, people are still getting it. It's still. Yeah. Yep. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Because it all is coming about. Like, oh, it turns out ivermectin, you could use it. Oh, it turns out the vaccine wasn't effective. Oh, it turns out. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have seen, but.
Lab leak.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
We'll see.
All right. Here's another one. Fact check. The words to the Star Spangled Banner were written by Francis Scott Key after the bombing of Fort McHenry during the War of 1812. I think we had said
Civil
that
War?
It was written during
the Revolutionary
during
War.
The Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we became free.
Right.
Yeah. Because it was kind of like we were like ragging on England.
Yeah. Right.
But it wasn't.
Right.
What's the War of 1812?
I think it was this war. It happened during 1812.
Oh.
And it was tough, but they resolved it. They resolved it pretty quick,
and we won.
Yeah, we won.
I think.
Yeah,
we must have won.
Dude.
We must have won.
Undefeated.
All right. So our take on
we're still here.
We our won. Take on football and that doesn't make sense.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. We still won that war, though. Okay. Yeah. Great comment.
We can wrap with this one. You were talking about. Yeah. You go ahead.
Where was it? I don't know where we were.
Cedar Rapids.
It was Cedar Rapids, and the two girls that I shouted them out on the pod.
Right.
Who was it?
Jen and Cindy.
Jen and Cindy. And they came by like, we put us on the podcast. We love that. That's not how they talk.
You said one of them was drunk, though.
I said one of them was drunk.
Right.
Yeah. And what they commented.
Yeah. Jen commented. She said, Jen from Cedar Rapids here. In defense of myself and all Jens out there, I'd like to set the record straight. It was Cindy that was the drunk one.
Come on.
And then Cindy jumped in and said, let's look at the bright side here. An impression was made. Such a fun night.
Win-win.
Yeah. There you go.
That's great. That's unbelievable.
Love
why
it.
Did we say Jen? Jen was the one
we were like,
drunk?
Jens do be doing that.
Yeah,
they do
sorry.
Be getting drunk.
In defense of all Jens.
Yeah. Cindy's also do
Jen
be getting
wasn't drunk.
Cindy with an I.
Yeah. They were very kind. Yeah, they came through. We had a nice, a fun chat. Yeah, they give us some tips on the podcast.
Yeah, dude.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming. We're still, haven't been back to full strength because the actor strike.
Right.
Thoughts and prayers continued to be with the actors that are in Beverly Hills getting Uber Eats delivered.
If I could fact check.
Yeah.
I saw some funny SNL skits recently.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Which we have obviously been very critical of them.
Oh, yeah, we've been. But, we've been critical. No, we have the show in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, you talking about from Nate?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nate's skits were great.
Oh, yeah.
The Bad Bunny skits were also great.
Oh, Bad Bunny, yeah, the both were
funny. 2 weeks, they've had some pretty heavy hitting
back.
Sets.
That's it's so interesting to watch the arc of a show that just like, I mean, we have like, you have like three like, weeks that we don't set records.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's a lull. Like imagine going through, I mean, since the Will Ferrell.
Right.
I mean, imagine going through 20 years of just like, couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
And just keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I mean, how long has it been?
Yeah.
Not that it, I don't know if it's in a resurgence.
Lonely Island was big.
And they, probably not as bad as I'm making it out, but there's been some, but I mean, the, obviously like the Dana Carvey, like Chris Farley, Will Ferrell, that was the heyday.
Yeah.
Of, that was before a lot of people now that are even alive.
For sure.
Watching television.
Yep.
So we remember Saturday Night Live as remember the, yep. I did watch the Bad Bunny episode.
It's good.
I was like, you don't even speak English.
Yeah.
It's great.
And they still made it work.
And they, and I think Nate said some things about like, they're very, like they do a good job of catering it to the person.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Like Nate's skits were very Nate.
Yeah.
And Bad Bunny is the same. He's like, I don't, he's like a lot of women are like obsessed with him. And he like kind of played that character.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it was good.
It's unbelievable. Shout out. Credit where credit is due.
Yes.
Oh, see you on the road, baby. We're going to, where are we going? To Canada this weekend. We're going to Winnipeg, Edmonton, and Calgary. All three of those places, I believe, have NHL teams.
Do they
Winnipeg?
Winnipeg has an NHL
Jets,
team now?
Edmonton Oilers, Calgary Flames.
There you go.
Boom. How did I know that?
Hey.
We'll be back next week with an update. Net positive, baby. We'll see you.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.